Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Welcome back. What is our contact info, Sarah?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at the broadcast 999 at gmail.com.
And we did get a message.
Yes.
And I believe it was on Twitter.
It was Twitter.
Which we don't have a Twitter. I think it was just directed to both of us.
Yes. He tagged us and both of us, this guy named Dave.
If you're curious why we don't have a Twitter or a Facebook at the moment, it's because we do social media all day and we just didn't want, we wanted one less thing to worry about.
Yeah, so we have an Instagram and an email and a phone number.
That's plenty.
You don't need to contact us more than that.
Right.
Dave said, I do have a question. In one episode, the subject of toys came up and using another woman's toy. What's the difference between toy sharing and real thing sharing? Real subject, not a joke.
So, yeah, we were talking about how, oh, no, you know what? I don't think it was an episode of the podcast. Was it on air? We were talking about, like, weird things roommates have done or something.
Oh, yes. And I lived with a bunch of girls, and the roommates had shared sexual toys. Sexy toys.
They shared their back massagers, if you will.
Yeah, but they're for their front. Front massagers.
They're for anywhere, you don't know.
Which I thought was weird.
That's AF. That does sound icky.
Yeah, it's just grimy.
And like, I think sharing, like when he was referring to like sharing like a dude, for example, like I feel like if you, so I think there's two ways you can think about it. Like they're sharing a dude as in like a swinging kind of situation or a threesome kind of a situation.
Yes.
Which at that point, like, there's no real difference. Like, I feel like if you're in a swinging or in a threesome, like you're having sex with another chick and a dude or even a foursome or whatever, and you're sampling everything on the buffet table, if you will.
Yeah.
It would be weird to not use someone else's fork when you already are using their spoon, you know, like... Like, that makes sense. But I think they're referring to...
Like, it makes sense for you if, like... This dude was railing this chick and then railing you and then going back to this chick and then going back. Like
if you're okay with that, it would be weird if you were not okay with your personal items. Unless you're more weird about like sharing stuff because you're afraid someone will take it. But even then, I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I guess if you're in that situation, it's kind of like a free for all.
Right. So I think what he might be referring to is, you know, when you're with your dude, it's a lot of us, not everyone. It's safe to say that when you meet a significant other, like you and your significant other, we're clearly not virgins when you met each other.
We were not.
So I think that might be what he's implying. It's like, it's not, you're not the first one there. It's not,
you're, you know. Oh, I see.
That's kind of what I was thinking originally. And I think that's different because it's human flesh, if you will, and that's easier to clean. I feel like plastics or silicones and stuff, and like you can clean them, but I ask you, for those people that are willing to share their own personal toys, would you be willing to share your toothbrush, even with you and your significant other? Like you guys are familiar with each other's bodies, right, Sarah?
Yeah, we are.
Would you use this toothbrush?
I have, and I freaked out.
Well, it was accidental.
It was accidental.
Okay, but you wouldn't do it on purpose.
No, I know. And well, that was weird because like, I freaked out about it. And then I'm like, why am I freaking out about it? Like, I make out with him. I like our tongues touch.
Like, yeah, you're familiar with his body.
All of that. But it was weird when I was like, I don't want to share toothbrushes, though.
Right. But like even you and me, like we'll eat like if you have food and you're like, hey, try this. Like I'll eat it off your fork or I'll drink out of your cup. It's not weird.
Yeah.
But then like a toothbrush is weird, right?
Yeah, or a sex toy is weird.
Right. Like it's that weird line of I think just personal and societal boundaries.
Yeah, and well, and it's weird too because it's like my boyfriend, I would not want to share his goods with any, you know, like I'm not that cool to be like, "Yes, you can have a sample or let's have a threesome now or whatever." Right. So like I wouldn't share that right now and I wouldn't share
any of
my
stuff.
Sex toys right now.
Right. So yeah. I think it'd be weird if you were okay with one of the things and not the other in that situation. If you were a swinger or a threesome type person.
But let's get real. If I was wasted and I was single and had a threesome with a dude and a girl and then there was a bunch of sex toys, they'd probably be like...
Whatever. Free for all.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I don't know why it is weird, though. It is kind of like a double standard in a sense.
Right. Like, so I ask you, person who tweeted us, Like, would you be okay with your significant other using your toothbrush or your razor? There's people that are weird with razors or deodorants. So I feel like if you're okay with sharing your personal collection of toys.
Well, I'm trying to think what would be equivalent for a dude and sex toys. Or like if your buddy, I don't know, crapped his pants, would you let him borrow a pair of your boxers?
Like underwear? Like, and at that point, would you want them back? Like, I think if it was an emergency.
Even if they're washed and clean.
Right.
It's still kind of like, your hoo-ha was in this. Interesting. I don't
like
know.
Your stuff.
Your goods, your junk.
Because I'm like, hoo-ha I thought was a girl thing.
What?
Hoo-ha?
Your hoo-ha. Yeah, or your, yeah, well, I was thinking like if we borrowed each other's panties or something.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, would we want it back? Like,
I feel like in an emergency, like if I really needed panties, like I'd wear them.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be weird if you wanted them back. I'm like, I will buy you a new pair.
Yeah, I'll buy the exact pair. I was like, just wash it. It'll be okay.
I'm like, I think that'd be weird. I'm like, just keep them.
Give it to me used. Give them to me used.
That'll be $400. I'll give you a discount because you gave me the panties, so $350.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. Yeah, it is weird though. It is weird.
Like, yeah, would you wear another dude's boxers, like even if it's your friend's boxers or jock strap or.
Yeah, jock strap's a good one because that's usually. Or a cup.
Yeah, it's all up in there.
Yeah, like a Speedo.
Mm-mm.
Right? It's weird. It's weird.
Or like even guys, would you like, you know, would you maybe like go to a party and share a chick, but you might not share your toys?
Yeah.
I think that's. So I'm curious, would you. Is that weird?
Do you think? I feel like guys share chicks all the time. They don't care.
But would they share their personal toys? I don't think so. Unless they're really gross.
Or really raunchy.
At that point, just get a dirty melon. If you don't want to buy a toy, just go buy a melon. They're cheaper.
Oh my gosh.
No, but I did want to, like, moving on from that, I wanted to touch on something really sweet. And it, you know, it was one of those moments that, like, gave me faith in humanity again.
Aww.
It's like those really sweet moments, you're not expecting it. And you just kind of, you want to tell it to the world, but you also don't want to like humble brag.
Yeah. Is it was done to you? Or
yes, it was done to me.
Oh, well, then you can brag.
Yes. But like, you know, it's like, oh, look what I got or whatever. It's like, I'm weird. I'm weird about that. I'm working on it. Anywho. So last week, I buy a lot of stuff off Facebook Marketplace. I find really good deals. Either it's furniture and I paint it and I make it pretty or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I got a a home alarm system, like added, like I already have an alarm system, but this is just some added features.
Yeah.
It was very discounted because it was, I think, the first generation and the person was moving to a different country. I think they're moving back home.
So they need to get rid of their stuff.
So they're selling all their stuff. And I was going to go actually right after the doctor's appointment for my foster brother that I had on Wednesday. But he just was super cranky afterwards. And it just, I was like, I can't put him in the car for about an hour because it was in Bellevue.
Oh,
and I was in Everett.
Oh, God.
I was like, I can't put him in the car. And I told her, I'm like, look, I have my foster brother and he's just not feeling good right now.
He's being a little bitch.
Yeah, I said it a lot nicer than that. I'm like, he's just being very fussy right now. I can't make it. I understand if you want to pass, like if you don't want to hold it for me for one more day and you want to sell it to somebody else, that's totally fine. I get it. But could it be possible if I come by after work tomorrow?
Yeah.
I can pick it up. She's like, oh no, like I totally understand. I'm like, yep, just gonna cuddle with him and try to make him feel better. And she's like, that's the perfect medicine. Yeah, no, tomorrow's great. So I get there the next day after work. I go to pick it up and super nice. I'm like, okay, I'm right outside. She's just like, so you have a foster brother? I'm like, yeah. And I showed her a picture. I'm like, yeah, he's my foster brother, not my son. I kind of explained it like my parents are adopting him. So I try to help as much as I can while they're at work or whatever, give him a break. She's like, you know, I really want to give you this for free.
Aww.
Like, and it wasn't that expensive. I'm like, and I had my money in hand. I had pulled it out of my water. I was about, my wallet.
Your water.
My wallet. I'm about to hand it to her. She's like, I want to give this to you. Like, that is so awesome. That is something I've always wanted to do. And I just haven't been able to. I don't remember where she's from.
How old is she? Or was she about?
She's probably like either 30s or 40s.
Okay.
And she had like an accent. So I'm not sure if it was like Russia or where exactly. Maybe. It sounded familiar, so maybe even Portuguese.
Okay.
She's like, that is so awesome. And I really just want to give this to you.
Aww.
I'm like, are you sure? Like, can I give you half? Like, let me give you 20. Like,
you do not accept gifts well at all, people you know. So.
Right. And I'm working on it. I had a big, long therapy session about that one. Anywho. But I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want her to think that I was taking advantage of her or anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yes. I'm like, thank you so much. Like,
that's really, really sweet.
That was really sweet. Like, I wasn't telling you that to get something out of you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's what I was thinking. Like, I wasn't just like saying, oh, look what I'm doing. We're fostering a child and stuff. Like,
we're fostering a child. Well, like, yeah. No, you're very just like, oh my God, look at my phone. Look at these pictures. Look at how cute it is. Like, yeah.
Right. And so she was just so sweet. And like, it really made me feel so good on my ride home.
Did you cry?
I teared up. I didn't cry, but I was just like, dang, like,
people are still nice in this world.
There's still good people out there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is so cool.
Yeah, it's really, really, really nice of her.
So I want to hear what your faith in humanity restoring moments have been. Even if it's you, humble brag. I want to hear your humble brags. Like, I did this recently or whatever.
Sometimes I feel like I need to be a better person. What are my humble brags? I will say the one that I will never forget this is... Well, actually, this is slightly a humble brag. I used to make a bunch of sandwiches and food and stuff for homeless people. My friend would, like, put on this, like, big spread. We'd all have, like, a job. Like, you peanut butter and jelly, ham and cheese, ham and Swiss. Mm-hmm. You do the bagging, whatever, whatever. And we'd, like, have, like, 100 or so bags to feed to the homeless. And we'd bring tampons and, like, all that kind of stuff. And so then we'd hand them out to people. So that's my humble brag. But I will never forget. It was, like, February. And it was, like, we were doing, like, a Valentine's special one. And there was like hearts on the bags. We put stickers, and then one homeless person I was with, my friend, was like, oh my God, I'm so cold, like, I wish I had a pair of gloves or something. And my friend just took off the gloves she was wearing and gave them to this homeless person. And I was like, that was the nicest thing I've ever seen. And like, didn't even hesitate, was just like, here, you can have my gloves. And I was like, what? You're so nice. Like, I got emotional because of how nice my friend was. Like, I was like, that is so sweet. I was like, I would never give up my gloves. Like, jeez. I had really pink fuzzy gloves. I'm sorry. It didn't even cross my mind to just do that. Like, I know it's like some material thing, but it's like, well, then I'm out of gloves and then I have to go get gloves. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
But you have the ability to go buy more.
Yes, I do. However, I've had these gloves for years, and I like my things, how my things are. But like, she is way chiller than I am, and way like, dude, whatever, they're just gloves. I'll just like go to Target and get a pair, you know.
Right.
But and she just did it with no hesitation, and I was like, damn, you hella nice.
And I'm not giving you crap for like, if it's something that actually is meaningful to you, like you have an attachment towards, like that makes sense. But
well, it's like, I'm just very particular with everything. You know, like,
Sarah, I had no idea.
Like, so
I do your shopping for you sometimes.
Like, yeah, because I can't do shopping because I hate it.
It's like, hey, look, this looks like something Sarah would wear. You want it? Cool. Getting it for you.
Cool. Yeah.
Take a picture.
Because I will never get things. But yeah, so that was so sweet. But I hear those stories like they just like you buy the person in front of you's
coffee
or
behind you
or you're like at the bar and you see it looks like someone's had a really bad day. So you buy them a drink or something.
Right.
I don't really do any of that. I feel like people would get upset for some reason. Like, I can buy my own stuff. Or, like, why did you just do that?
I don't think those are the only things you can do. And there's one, like, I say you joke, but you're not joking, that I'm too nice
when
it comes to people that I care about in general. But I think it's because I've had such great examples in my life with my parents. Like, there's just the people that we'll just do things for people. Like, and I'm going to humble brag about my parents. so like, for example, when my brother was going to community college and he was running cross country and track, and even when he went to Western, my parents noticed that there was a bunch of students that had like, you know, either scholarships or student loans that covered, you know, their board and their school and their books and stuff.
Yeah.
But they were athletes and students, so they didn't have time for a job. So because of that, they didn't have money for food.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They were going to school full time and then
running as like, after, you know, part time, basically. And so all their money was eaten up by school and dorm or apartment or whatever. So they didn't really have a whole lot of money for food. And these are athletes and they need to eat. They're burning a crap ton of calories. They need a carbo load. They need to be, if they're competing, they need to be at their best physical, you know.
Yeah.
The best, I guess, they can be. So what my parents would do is, because they saw this, they would go to Costco and they would buy all kinds of stuff. Granola bars, peanut butter, bread, a bunch of bananas, like all kinds of stuff. like that college students would or people would generally like, right?
Yeah.
But stuff that's good for runners. And so they would bring it to the coach and they'd be like, don't say it's from us. Just the kids that you know are struggling with this, we want you to divvy up the food for them.
Oh.
So like the kids that you're like, you know what? They don't, they may be a little more on the poor side. So here's some peanut butter.
Yeah.
And all this stuff.
Did they ever find out that it was your parents?
I don't know, actually. Maybe. But that was just like something they would do.
That's super nice.
Like, why wouldn't we do this? And so I've had this example in my life. And it's one of those things, like, I need to live up to that. Like, whenever I can. I'm not saying, like, all the time.
Or, like, don't stretch yourself too thin. Exactly. And, like, you have to put yourself first and all that kind of stuff, too. But,
like, humble braggy. They're, like, my dad's also the guy that, like, if you see somebody that is pushing their car on the side of the road, like, it got stalled in the middle of the road and they're trying to push it off to the side on the, what's it called?
Freeway
the
shoulder or something? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, especially if it's not, like, a freeway or something dangerous, my dad will pull over, get out of his car, and help push the car with
them. That's so nice. I wish I was like that. Or I wish I, like, knew more about cars to be like, oh, yeah, let me jump start you. I see you're dead. Or, like, let me fix this tire for you.
Well, jump starting is not hard, sir.
Girl, have you met me?
I know.
Have you met me?
I need to get you one of the things I have. My dad got us for Christmas. These little, they look like like iPhone battery chargers.
Yeah.
And you can charge your phone with this thing. It's just a battery, but you connect the jumper cables to it and the battery itself will jump your car.
Oh.
So it's super simple.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have like the wires in my car. I just don't know what connects to what.
The plus sign connects to the plus sign.
Well, I'm never going to
remember. The negative sign.
There's like a red one and a green one and a.
Right. It's a red and a black one, Sarah.
See, I don't even know.
Anywho, I'm not.
Girl.
But something like pushing a car. So.
Yeah. I mean, like, and I feel like. When people say, like, oh, yeah, I would totally, like, pull over and actually help, I feel like a lot of people wouldn't, to be honest.
My thing
so
is...
So it's amazing that your dad actually does and has the strength to. Like, I would love to, but it's also, like, how much am I actually going to help here?
It's surprising how much you can push a vehicle, especially when it's in neutral. So there was one occasion years ago where I'm driving by, like, I'm at a stoplight, and I see people, like, a bunch of people, like, 8 of them, trying to push an RV.
Oh, hell no.
And I'm at the stoplight.
So heavy.
I was at the stoplight and I'm like, if my dad was here, he would totally do that.
Yeah.
And so I immediately pulled into the parking lot and got out and helped. Because I'm like, this would make my dad proud. This is something my dad would do.
Yeah, you tapped into your inner
right.
Inner
oh, God.
Father.
My legs are so sore. It was a workout.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Were you like the last person to help?
I mean,
and then
it was a little bit like there was a bunch of us pushing it and it was a little bit on a slant, so that's what was really
making it hard,
and everyone was getting tired because you're pushing all your strength and like you get tired in like less than 10 seconds.
Oh yeah.
But we eventually got it to where it was safe.
That was nice. So were they very grateful?
Yeah, everyone's like, okay, cool, like we got it, we're gonna call somebody to come help fix it and stuff, whatever. So I'm like, I knew I would feel guilty if I didn't stop because I'm like, but my dad would.
Oh, really? See, I feel like that if I had like gone by like an accident or something and no one there, that right. I would feel guilty about not stopping and making sure everyone's okay.
Right.
But like pushing an RV. You guys got it. I'll be a cheerleader.
Well, there is another occasion where I was in this like La Plaza in Everett. I was getting some hair supply stuff. And there's a Target in the park in that same plaza area. And I'm driving out, like I'm leaving, and I see this woman there, you know, with a sign asking for help, right?
Like with her car?
No,
like money.
Money.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, right by like the entrance and exit of the parking lot. And she has this little girl there. And I look at her and she looks so much like my foster brother.
Oh, weird.
Like she just reminded me of him, like the same age. She was like asleep in her stroller and it like, broke my heart. So I turned around, came back into the parking lot, went to Target and just started getting stuff that like were basics.
Like for the child?
For the family, like peanut butter and apple juice and bread and... I even got her a little Minnie Mouse. I probably spent like $30 on just like all these miscellaneous things. And I'm just like, she could be lying. And I know I've had people say that's like, well, that could be a like, you know, scammer. I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm not going to be a worse person because she scammed me. Like that'll make her the bad person for being a scammer. But I still did a good thing regardless.
Damn, Vicky, you're going to have so much good karma coming your way.
Hopefully. I've had a lot of bad karma, too. Hopefully it balances out. But it's stuff like that. It's simple. And I'm not saying that, like, don't stretch yourself thin. Like, if you can't physically help push a car or jump, like, if you're not, if it's not safe.
Yeah.
Like, there are times where I'm like, I see people that could use a jump start, but it's in the middle of the night. I'm like, I can't. Like, it's not, I don't feel safe.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not going to put myself in a compromising situation, even though I want to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're just, you don't have a whole lot of money and you can't pay rent, maybe don't spend it on somebody else because you do need to take care of yourself. And I think that's an important thing.
There is this guy that sells newspapers outside of the QFC near where I live. Mm-hmm. And every time he's there, my boyfriend always gives him money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just like a few dollars, like, gives him like at least $20. And that guy's just like, oh man, thank you. Like, I doubt anyone on Mercer Island gives him anything. Like, right. Mercer Island, we're snobby a-holes, but my boyfriend always does. And I'm like, damn, you're really nice.
See, I always, like, if there was a guy that by the QFC when I lived in Greenwood, he was always there. And so when we would walk to the QFC because it was walking distance for us.
Yeah.
So whenever I'd see him there going into the store, I would come out and like bring him like a sandwich, one of those prepackaged sandwiches and like a bottle of water and some chips. I'm like, I don't even know if he likes these.
I was like, would he like that? Because a lot of homeless people don't like actually getting gifts. They like the money.
But he was always really nice. I'm like, if he was ever a jerk about it, then I would not ever do it again.
Yeah.
It's like, cool. Thanks.
Beggars can't be choosers, literally.
But apparently they can be. I don't know.
Yeah. Apparently they are.
But enough about us humble bragging.
Yeah.
Well, I found... this was posted years ago, but I still love, like, whenever it pops up on my feed, I always love reading it and looking at the pictures. And it's from boardpanda.com, and it's like 51 photos that will restore your faith in humanity. Of course, we're not going to go through all of them, especially the ones that don't translate well being spoken. But just some of these that are really sweet. Like, there's one where, like I said, it's old. But there's this man who would take his sick dog to the lake every single day because the water helped his pain because he was in a lot of pain and it was cold. So he would carry his dog into the water and they would just float around.
Wow.
Because it would just soothe his dog's pain.
Yeah, it'd make it feel better.
But it was just super sweet. Like that somebody went out of his way like every day to go into the lake just to help his dog.
That is love, man.
Or I've seen this in a couple different cities and I thought it was really cool. So window washers, you know, we see them like in big old buildings. Like up there just hanging on these strings.
Yeah, like high up above.
So there are these window washers in Memphis. It's a cleaning company. They dress up as superheroes to cheer up patients at children's hospitals.
Cute!
So as they're by the window, they're dressed as Superman or Batman and stuff, and they're cleaning the window and waving to the kids.
Oh, I love that idea.
And I've seen multiple people like all over the internet do this kind of thing. Every Sunday, this New York hairstylist gives free haircuts to the homeless.
Aww.
So, on his day off, he'll go out into, like, he'll just bring his supplies and he'll go to where all the homeless people are and gives them haircuts. Because in a way, it humanizes them. It makes them feel human and seen. And it's just one of those simple things that they don't really get to do because they can't.
That's really nice on your day off to do that.
It's one of those things that we take for granted. Like, oh, I need a haircut. I'm going to go get a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's really sweet. This one always gets me. It's so there's this picture of a young man who was contemplating suicide. He was on like a bridge and he was standing there like wanting to jump.
Yeah.
And this officer comes in and he talks him out of it. Like he sits there, talks to him like, hey, man. So 8 years after that, he's now a father of two and he gives the officer an award at the American Foundation of Suicide.
Oh, like you saved his life.
Yeah, you saved my life. I'm now, you know, on the right path. I am a father of two.
Wow.
I'm presenting you with the award. And I'm like, oh, I'm getting chills right now.
Aww.
But it's just like that sort of thing, kind of, you know.
Yeah, like one good conversation with someone can really like change their entire life.
Or I love seeing stories like this where it's like this little boy, he's autistic, it's his birthday. None of his classmates show up to his birthday party. Mm-hmm. So his mom asked for help on Facebook and local firefighters and officers and other local kids that weren't his schoolmates came by to celebrate his birthday. So they brought the fire trucks and all the different trucks. Like everyone was celebrating. I'm like, that's so cool.
God, I wonder if that was like in a small town. Mm-hmm. That seems very small towny, you know?
I mean, or it's just like you just need one person to like post it on Facebook that knows a person or whatever.
Yeah.
The ones I really love too is like people like going out of their way to rescue animals. like you've seen, like there was one of it, like a dog that fell off a pier or got washed up because like the wave hit him. And it was like this tiny little dog. And this guy like takes off his pants and like jumps in and gets him. And he climbs in. The woman's like holding her dog. He's all soaking wet and she's crying and she's hugging the guy that saved him. But like any of it, like, you know, I've seen, like I'm looking at one where it's like a guy saves like a sheep that was caught in a river.
Oh, geez.
Like saves it from drowning. He's like a baby sheep. And it's just like all these like, oh, look at that.
Look at that. There's good in humanity.
Or like, I love it when it's little kids. Like when they, because they're so pure and they, a lot of them just really want to help and want to share love and joy and all that.
Yeah.
So this little girl, her name is Kiana. She sold all her stuffed animals and took all that money for her birthday and donated it to a local animal shelter.
Wow.
She says, I sold my stuffed animals so real animals can get better care. I got you, I want to say 50 or 40 bucks. That's what her, I can't read her handwriting. For you, from Kiana. And she's at the animal shelter all happy.
That's really, really sweet. Damn, those parents are doing something right.
Right? Or even just little acts. Like even if it's just something simple and tiny. Like this one guy, he was hanging out with his grandmother. And his 84-year-old grandmother was wearing her nightgown. And she was like, I'm so sorry I'm wearing my nightgown in front of you guys. And he's like, don't be. Like, I think it's cool. I'd wear one, too. So she pulled out another one. He sits there and wears a nightgown with her.
That's adorable.
So she doesn't feel self-conscious.
Oh, my God. They look precious. You just sent me the picture. It's adorable.
And there was actually one similar to that that I've seen floating around the internet that I love, where it's this bigger guy, and he's going to the gym, but he feels like everyone's looking at him. So his buddy will dress up as something silly and, like, hang out at the gym. So they look at him and not his buddy.
That's really sweet.
Like, on one of them, he's wearing, like, a Jedi robe. It looked like an actual robe that looked like the Jedi.
Yeah.
And on another one, he's wearing, like, a magician outfit or something.
Dude, that's probably ridiculous to work out in.
Right? Or, like, even, a dry cleaning service put up a sign on their window. It said, if you're unemployed and need an outfit clean for an interview, we will clean it for free.
Oh, God, that's so sweet.
I've seen this, like, a video of this where it's the Christmas elves. It's Christmas time. And granted, they're filming it and stuff. But they find homeless people, especially the ones that are sleeping, and they'll come up and, like, sneak up and, like, put packages next to them.
And they wake up and there's a gift.
And so when you see the pictures of them, like, eating their snacks or just being all excited, like, look, I got socks and, like,
yeah,
stuff they actually need, they get really, really excited.
Like,
oh.
Like gloves from my friend who's not a bitch like me.
You're nice in other ways, Sarah.
Yes, thank you. Exactly. Yes.
One person, and it's like, it's one of those, like, sometimes I get the humble brags on the internet.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, they're like, you can tell you're looking for likes and followers.
Yeah.
But, like, this person's like, this homeless man was seen reading the same book over and over again, so somebody gave him a Kindle.
Wow, that is very nice. I thought it was just going to be, like, a different book.
No. But, and someone's like, well, how are they supposed to charge it? I'm like, well, you know, they can still go to homeless shelters and charge things. Like, there's still homeless people that have phones. Like, sometimes they're just the, like, a burner phone, if you
yeah,
will.
Like, yeah, like, you pay for minutes or something.
Right. So they're still able to do stuff.
How are they supposed to charge it?
Just like, no, they're still,
oh, that's
still a thing. This one's really sweet. So this man's in a wheelchair and it broke at Lowe's Home Improvement Center. And so the workers were there and they decided to get all the materials and stuff to fix it.
Oh,
like the worker, there's like three of them to help fix it. But it's just, there's so many sweet things. Actually, a recent one that got national attention was this little boy saved his sister from getting attacked by a dog.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he got full on bit and like stitches all over his face.
But like saved his sister?
But saved his little sister.
Oh, man. How old were they?
They were little. Let's see. This boy saved sister from dog attack. But he got messages from, like, everybody. Like, I think Chris Evans, who played Captain America, sent him a message. Iron Man sent him a message.
This little boy has proven himself to be a real-life superhero. He needed 90 stitches after 90? Shielding his kid sister from
He's
a dog
6 years
attack.
Old.
If someone had to die, I thought it should be me, the incredibly brave 6-year-old says. The nightmare happened at a friend's house. A German Shepherd mix rescue dog ran after the children in the backyard. That's when the boy courageously put himself between his sister and the dog to protect her and paid a heavy price. Bridger Walker is now recovering at his home in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Here he is in his Captain America uniform, his four-year-old sister at his side. So, what's on the iPad?
This is a message for Bridger.
He's watching this personal message from Chris Evans, who starred as Captain America in the Avengers movies.
What you did was so brave, so selfless. Your sister is so lucky to have you as a big brother.
What do you think, kiddo?
I thought it was awesome.
And the Avengers really are assembling to pay tribute to the youngster.
I just want to give a shout out to a young kid named Bridger.
Chris Hemsworth, Thor. A.K.A. Thor, is also sending a personal message.
Send me a message.
You're an Avengers fan, and so myself and all the team, we'd be honored to have you on the team, mate, and we love you, and we're sending you our support.
This photo of Bridger in a Spider-Man outfit was taken right after he got a phone call from Tom Holland, who plays Spidey in the movies. Octavia Spencer, who appeared in the first Spider-Man movie, tells Bridger, angel hugs for you.
Your courage is beyond belief, and we are all so impressed by you.
That accent, though. Woo!
But it's just like...
That is so sad. I wonder if their parents are suing.
That's all you think about. No, I mean, I hope that I hope that, you know...
How many stitches? What'd they say?
90.
90 stitches! That is insane. If your dog is going to do that to little children, you should not have that dog.
Right. I mean, there needs to be obviously something that needs to be
actually,
done
they'll
there.
Probably just kill the dog, to be honest. Then. They'll probably put it down.
Unfortunately, that is
because that is crazy. Yeah. But that's awesome that a six-year-old had even like that awareness mm-hmm. to step in.
Like, I feel like, you know, your instinct is to run.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was your first, you know, first instinct. My little sister's here. Let me make sure she's safe.
Let me protect her. I don't know if Joy would do that, would have done that for me.
We'll do that now.
Probably not. I don't think things have changed that much.
There was one I read where it was this, I think a little boy, his sister just needed like a blood transfusion.
Yeah.
So they needed to, like, because he had the same blood type as her. I don't know if they were twins or just brother and sister. And so they just needed, hey, we just need a, you know, some blood from you.
Yeah.
And so he's like, and so they explained it to him, you know, hey, this is are you okay with us doing that? Because they wanted to make sure they got his consent too, and he was okay with doing it and not doing it like against his will. And he's like, oh, okay. And so he goes and he gets his blood drawn and he says, so when am I going to die? Because they said this is going to save your sister's life. So he thought by donating his blood that he was going to die, but his sister would live.
Aww.
So even though, you know, that wasn't the case, like, that was still, like...
Yeah, he thought that that's what was going on.
He's like, it's okay, my sister's gonna live, but I'm gonna die.
I feel like kids are very... They aren't even, like, aware. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what that even means? Like, even if you think that?
Like, that's just so sweet.
Yeah. See, that's something I'm like, dude, take my blood, take my organs. Like, if you need it, I got you.
I actually, another humble brag, but I, it's
got one, so many,
right? No, it's one of those things that like I encourage everyone to do. Cause I have it's more of a friend of a friend. I know him through my best friend. Like we all hang out, like when it's her stuff going on, like I wouldn't necessarily hang out with this
person,
but they're a super awesome human, but they had cancer and had to get, a bone marrow transplant.
I remember you were going to get tested to see if you could.
Yeah, and I'm now officially on the list. I've been for a while now, like at least 6 months.
So if somebody matches your bone marrow?
Mm-hmm. So I think, I don't remember if it was a swab or a spit test. Like you swab your mouth, you put it in a little container because they send you the kit and then you mail it off. And then they say, okay, we got you registered into the system. So when, and, you know, you have to sign all these things, like, what does it mean? So if, let's say, someone across the country or across the world was a match.
Like, what does it mean to be a match with bone marrow?
That, like, if you can't just pull bone marrow out of anyone and put it into anybody, just kind of like blood.
So there's, like different types of bone marrow?
I guess. I don't know if types, but, like, it's just a match. Kind of like, maybe I can't give you my kidney, but your brother can, obviously, because you're related.
Oh.
It's just, like, that's why they say you're a match. Like, it's compatible.
Hmm.
So if I am compatible with somebody else, they will fly me out or take me wherever I need to go. And then I will get my bone marrow, taken. Not all of it, obviously, but they'll... Oh. Implants it at somebody else.
And they haven't needed you yet?
Mm-mm.
Is it likely that they will?
I don't know. I don't know.
And why'd you do this again? Because your friend?
Because my friend did. And that's what helped him recover.
Oh, that's what saved him?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know how close he was, quote unquote, to death, but he had a very rare form of cancer. But it really helped him. But I think it's so fascinating, too, because his genetics now are completely different. Because
they're now half not his, right?
Yeah, I think, I don't remember if it's blood or saliva. I think if they found his hair at a crime scene, the DNA would not match him.
It would go back to the other person.
To the other person.
That is so weird.
So you can technically commit a crime, and the chick in Germany who donated to you would get in trouble.
Oh, man, that sounds like such a mess with the courts if that happened. So he only had one match, though, right?
Well, I'm sure maybe he had others that match and stuff, but that just was the one they paired him with.
Oh, maybe the most compatible or something.
I'm not sure how that science works. I just know that I'll get informed and I'll go donate bone marrow. Whoever
Random.
Needs it. Yeah.
You'll save lives.
Yeah. I used to donate blood all the time, but I started getting tattoos and I couldn't.
Oh, they don't allow you.
They wouldn't let me.
Oh.
I think it's a little bit more laxed now.
Because, like, everyone has tattoos. So they're like, well, we need blood, so.
Because it used to be back in the day, the rule was if you ever had a tattoo ever.
You can't do it.
Then you can't donate ever. Oh. And then it was, if you've had a tattoo in the last year, you couldn't. And I think now it's, like, within the last, like, 3 months or something. But it's also, if you got a tattoo, like, in someone's house, then you probably wouldn't be allowed to donate. Because of hepatitis and AIDS, all that stuff.
Just in case.
But pretty much most tattoo shops that are reputable, like at an actual shop, business license, all that good stuff, they have clean supplies and everything is, you know, one use only.
Yeah.
So chances of you contracting anything is very low.
Yeah, get tattoos at a tattoo place. Yeah, don't do it in your basement.
No, please don't. I would like to go donate blood again, but I got to see what the situation is now with the whole COVID thing. But always, I started donating blood once I was old enough. Wow. I think when I was in high school, I was like 17, they do blood drives. And I think I just needed parents' permission. And I think I donated like 2 or 3 times.
Nice.
And then I started getting tattoos.
And you got them like all the time. So
yeah, there was never much of a break.
Yeah.
And my blood's pretty common, so it's not.
Yeah,
it's not that
you're not that special.
No, I'm not special where they're calling me. I think my dad has a special blood, so he would get called all the time.
I don't even know my blood type.
You know what I am? I'm just like what everyone needs to be right now. You gotta be positive.
Oh my gosh.
And with that, we'll leave you.
I cannot.
We want to hear your humble brags, whether it's about you, whether it's about somebody you know, or just one you heard on, like, on the news or whatever. We want to hear positive stories, faith in humanity restore. Give me your humble brags.
We all need that this year.
And I will read them all. If we get enough, we'll do a whole episode about it.
A whole episode.
Bring it on. Bye, guys.
Bye.